calling for respect within the opposition for effective political growth. Speaking on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Kalava has expressed his disappointment over the false narrative being circulated about the Citizen First Party. He has emphasized that such claims are baseless and unhelpful to the opposition's collective goals. The opposition leader has reiterated that Citizen First is committed to removing the UPND administration from power in the 2026 general elections, citing the ruling party's failure to fulfill promises made to the Zambian people. Mr. Kalava has also confirmed that Citizen First will field a candidate in Lumezi during the upcoming parliamentary by-election, reaffirming that the party is focused on growing its presence and expanding its influence. While asserting the party's independence, Mr. Kalava has reiterated the importance of opposition unity, noting that the Citizen First Party has not ruled out the possibility of joining an alliance in the near future.
If I was a surrogate of the UPND, why would I allow President Lungu to come and grace our rally? I went was not fashionable. Because that time President Lungu was eligible, eh? Was eligible to stand. That was before the courts of law disqualified him. We kept on taking him to the public because for us we believe that if it is the Lungu they want, so be it. And we took him there. Now, nobody called us that we were surrogates that time. Nobody said that. Now that we have said, we have to also exercise this right. Somebody is trying, or some people are saying, maybe they are surrogates, or you see the surrogates of no. I think also in the politics of our country, we need to exercise respect for one another.
The Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, in partnership with the Ministry of Education, has officially launched a groundbreaking digital curriculum platform aimed at transforming the educational landscape across the country. Speaking during a press briefing, ZICTA Director General Engineer Collins Mbulo has underscored the strategic importance of the initiative in bridging Zambia's digital divide and improving education outcomes through technology. Engineer Mbulo says this platform represents the authority's unwavering commitment to digital transformation. He has explained that the digital platform is designed to host digitized teaching materials and interactive electronic content with a primary focus on secondary school education. And Ministry of Education Digital Education Project Coordinator Professor Brenda Musanya said the e-learning platform will be accessible not only to teachers and students, but also to parents, promoting a more inclusive and collaborative educational ecosystem. Zambia Medical Association, ZMA, has expressed concern over government's continued failure to implement agreed conditions of service for medical doctors working in rural areas. ZMA President Dr. Kaumba Tolopu has emphasized that despite the dedication and commitment of many doctors stationed in remote regions, morale remains low due to the government's failure to honor its contractual obligations. Dr. Tolopu has highlighted delayed rural hardship allowances and unfulfilled salary increments as key issues, warning that such neglect could significantly undermine the delivery of quality health care in underserved communities. He has called on the government to take immediate action, stressing that improving working conditions is vital for retaining skilled medical personnel in rural areas and ensuring equitable access to healthcare across the country.
We do have medical doctors that have been sent to the rural areas, and they have been willing and have gone to rural areas. And of course, conditions of service are already there detailed. It's the implementation of those conditions of service. We have expressed concerns. We have consistently said that our members need to be motivated. If the conditions of service say that if somebody is going to a rural area, they will get rural hardship allowance, then why aren't they getting that rural hardship allowance? If the conditions of service stipulate that the person going to the rural area will be taken care of in such a manner. These things are not happening, and they are demotivating people, and this is why you find that a lot of people still want to come back and be concentrated in urban areas.
Opposition Socialist Party leader Dr. Fred Membe has left the country for the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, where he has been invited to serve as an observer in Sunday's parliamentary and governorship elections. During his visit, Dr. Membe will also engage in a series of mutual consultations and discussions with Venezuelan officials over the coming days. In a statement, Dr. Membe has emphasized that this trip is part of his ongoing commitment to international solidarity and the promotion of cooperation among progressive movements and governments worldwide. He has further reiterated that Venezuela remains a key partner in the global struggle for justice, sovereignty, and dignity for all people. Minister of Transport and Logistics, Frank Tayali, has thanked Senior Chief Nzamane for giving 9.5 hectares of traditional land to the ministry for the construction of a new airport in Chipata. Mr. Tayali has been on a two-day working visit in Eastern Province, where he went to inspect upgrade works on Mfue and Chipata airports. Speaking when he paid a courtesy call on Senior Chief Nzamane, Mr. Tayali said he does not take the traditional leader's generosity as a small gesture. He told Senior Chief Nzamane that the ministry is executing President Hakainde Hichilema's directive to upgrade all airports in the country to facilitate trade. In response, Senior Chief Nzamane said the upgrades will help reduce unemployment, as some people could do business around the upgraded airports. He has commended government for deciding to give his chiefdom a new airport.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association of Zambia, SEDORA, says this season's anticipated soya bean harvest is expected to significantly boost the export of refined oil and soya cake. SEDORA Executive Director Dr. Aubrey Chivumba has revealed that Zambia is projected to harvest between 300,000 and 350,000 metric tons of soya beans, a development he described as critical to the sustainability and growth of the country's oil refining sector. Dr. Chivumba has also disclosed that the industry is exploring increased imports of crude oil, which combined with the strong local harvest would enhance Zambia's capacity to scale up refined oil exports. He said the sector aims to meet or exceed the 2022 to 2023 export figures, which stood at over 40,000 metric tons of refined oil. Dr. Chivumba has added that this growth would not only boost foreign exchange earnings, but also support job creation and industrial sustainability across the edible oil value chain.
So what we would like to do now is to actually increase all our exports of refined oil and also of soy cake. We're expecting a reasonable harvest. It won't be back to the record numbers that we had in 2022-23, but we think there'll be enough soybeans to take us through for both the domestic market and also for export. So that's what we're looking for. We think that we're probably going to get somewhere between 300 and 350,000 tons of soybeans based on what we can see so far. We know that the poultry sector is fully covered up until probably around about July, August.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Four people have reportedly died, with more than a dozen injured in the capital, Delhi, and nearby areas, according to local media. After